Moncrief. Welcome to my Chapter 20 podcast. So for my first point of analysis, I thought it was interesting how it mentioned in cities how there's a lot of rich people there, but there's also a lot of poor people there, and you kind of get the two extremes. So it kind of just showed me how like there's so much like cities are really like kind of just the center of everything, because there's so much diversity with like the types of people there and like the different demographics of people and like the rich people versus poor people there. And it also kind of shows how like there does need to be some change happening to like kind of maybe close the gap a little bit between rich and poor, so like helping those poor people like, you know, get further up. I also thought it was interesting with gentrification. And it kind of just shows like how things can be good for the economy of the community or good for the community, but it can also like, because of those things are like, those things benefit the community, but they don't benefit the people, like all the people there, because it's hurting the people that are like, you know, rich people are moving into those houses, and then it's hurting the people already living there because, you know, things become more expensive and like the prices go up. So while it might help the economy, it's not helping all the people. So that just was interesting. I believe that a good education should be a priority in cities, because it'll help like people that are struggling, or like if they were able to have good education in areas that are unsafe or like are kind of poor, like it could help those areas get out of that, because more educated people are going to make the economy better in that area, and it's gonna like, people are gonna make more money if they're well educated. For connection, like it talked about public transportation. And I thought that was interesting, because like when I went to New York, we rode the subway a lot, and there was already so many cars on the road. So I can't imagine like how many cars there would be if people didn't have the subway. Is like, so it kind of like that public transportation took away from the amount of people that needed to be driving. So I just thought, I think it was really beneficial there, and it helps reduce traffic. If I did a book cover, I would show all the cities and like labeled and like what they're really like, what they've something that city has really succeeded in, and then like maybe what that city is like not so good at, so it can have like labels. Okay. For my catchphrase, cities are so fun. Cities help everyone. Not always though. Bye.